Another way to spend an afternoon was at one of the theatres. Pompeii had three: an amphitheatre for the big spectacles, a small Odeon for musical performances, and this building, a medium-sized theatre for tragedies, burlesques, farce, and of course satire. It could accommodate about 5,000 people. Next door was the Odeon, a more intimate, covered area where smaller gatherings of up to 1,000 people could watch performances of music and mime. For the young and energetic, a large playing field was provided, known as the palaestra, essentially an open exercise space surrounded by colonnades. All kinds of gymnastic displays and competitions would have been staged here, quite often by the College of Young Men, a sort of youth organization. Such areas were also used for the training of large numbers of gladiators. The cult of physical fitness in all its extremes was part of the Roman lifestyle. There was even a large swimming pool with a deep end. Swimming and athletics were innocuous enough, but add to this an overt bloodlust, and one can understand the immense popularity of the frequent vicious spectaculars. In the great amphitheatre, 20,000 spectators, the whole population of the town, could watch a fight to the death between specially trained gladiators who were often forced to compete against each other. A graffito records the results of an afternoon's sport. 9 victorious, 6 spared, 3 killed. Like football matches today, these bloodthirsty sports often ended in crowd violence.
There was a serious fight in the amphitheatre between the inhabitants of Nuceria and Pompeii. It arose out of a trifling incident at the gladiatorial show. During the exchange of taunts, characteristic of these disorderly country towns, abuse led to stone throwing, and then swords were drawn. The people of Pompeii, where the show was held, came off best. Many wounded and mutilated Nucerians were taken to the capital. Many bereavements, too, were suffered by parents and children. The emperor instructed the Senate to investigate the affair. When they reported back, the Senate debarred Pompeii from holding any similar gathering for 10 years. Illegal associations in the town were dissolved, and the sponsor of the show and his fellow instigators of the disorders were exiled.